Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Our text for tonight is the Matthew text, the first reading from Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. I will not reread it, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. Our theme tonight continues on the Jesse tree, Jesus, the life of Jesse's tree. A seed, you see, was promised. Promised at the beginning of the Bible. And that was the beginning of the story of our salvation. That seed was preserved when God protected the life of Isaac, the promised son of Abraham, and the bearer of the promise of the seed of the woman. Through the centuries, God had protected his erring and sinful chosen line from Jesse, the descendant of Abraham and Isaac. He gave the promise of the seed to David, the son of Jesse, and the great king of Israel. And so it continued for generation after generation. And when it seemed the darkest, when the promises of God appeared to be only a distant echo to even deaf ears, a daughter of Adam, of Abraham, of Isaac, of Jesse, and of David was chosen and brought forth a son. This son grew to be a man and lived among his creation. Not as a mighty king like David, not in a palace of the powerful, but as one who was from the backwater village of Nazareth. It's interesting that the church chooses a scallop shell, the ancient symbol of holy baptism, to remind us not only of our baptism, but also of the one whose baptism sanctifies our own. John was the final prophet who proclaimed the kingdom of God, which was coming into the world. And then Jesus appeared at the Jordan River to be baptized by John. As Jesus was baptized, the Spirit descended down upon him in the form of a dove, and a voice proclaimed him to be, well, not just Mary's son, but the son of the Almighty God. Here at last was the true seed promised from the beginning. Here was life. Our sinful eyes are so easily deceived to not see the branch that grows from the stump of Jesse. Hidden from sight is the seed and the root of Jesse's tree. Though he was among them, the world could not see him, who Jesus really was. For Israel, their present circumstances was a daily grim reminder of a much more glorious past. They remembered the glory days of David and Solomon, when they were a mighty nation, united and powerful. But that was then. Now they were under the thumb of yet another foreign empire, this time Rome. What they did not and could not see was who this man really was as he came to the Jordan to be baptized. He was just another man by all outward appearances. Nothing particularly unique about his appearance. In fact, he was less esteemed than most simply because he was from that little village of Nazareth that we talked about earlier. When Jesus called Philip to follow him, and Philip went and ran and got Nathanael, Nathanael gives us basically a summary of what everybody thought about Nazareth. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Yet here he was, the seed and root of the Jesse tree, hidden from the human eye, but still present. He was the very life that gave purpose to the tree of Jesse at all. In water he is revealed. Remember, on the past couple of Sundays, we've spoken about John the Baptist. He was the prophet that the Lord raised up to prepare the way for the coming Messiah, the Christ, through the proclamation and through baptism. Through Palestine ran the Jordan River, a life-giving source as its waters irrigated the land and quenched the thirst of all. At this river, John stood and preached repentance and baptized all who came in repentance. Then one day it happens. John's cousin, Jesus, comes to the Jordan to be baptized by John. John sees him, recognizes him, and states that he, John, should rather be baptized by Jesus. Now, I doubt that John remembered leaping in his mother's womb at the sound of Mary's voice when Jesus was in her womb, but John has an idea who his cousin is. Yet Jesus, you see, had come to fulfill all righteousness. And at the Jordan River, the truth of who Jesus was would be revealed no matter what the human eye saw in this Nazarene. St. Matthew tells us, and when Jesus was baptized, almost in a Markian way, he says, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him, and behold, a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. And while it is true that everyone is, in a sense, God's Son, Jesus is so in an unequaled way. He is the only begotten Son of the Father. Matthew's focus is on the signs that happen at his baptism. An opened heaven, a dove descending and resting, and most significantly, the voice from heaven that all affirm that Jesus is the Son of God and the Messiah on whom the Spirit would rest as the prophet Isaiah had promised. Here in human flesh is true God and true man. And while human existence can seem to be barren and arid, human life can seem to be lived in an arid and barren world, we dream of a better day that we can imagine once existed in past generations. But in truth, in many ways, the golden eras of the past were not as gold as we might have imagined. In fact, they were mostly pyrite. People then, as now, struggled for meaning and life and hope for their life. Society wrestled with morality and oppression, sometimes less, sometimes more, but it wrestled and struggled. The church struggled to find her voice and identity amid the unbelieving world. As the old adage has it, the more things change, the more they just stay the same. But life arises with water. Yet just as Palestine had the River Jordan in the midst, so the church has her source of life-giving water. Always present, even in her darkest days of past, in the present or in the future to come, is the font of water with the Word of God and promises of God joined to it. As the church prays in the rite of holy baptism, through the baptism in the Jordan of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, you sanctified and instituted all waters to be a blessed flood and a lavish washing away of sin. Humble water is applied through the all too human hands of a called and ordained servant of the Word, at the command of the one baptized in the Jordan. But just as the glory of Jesus was cloaked in human flesh, so the glory of baptism is cloaked in water. Here is the unseen but eternal truth. It's the eternal truth of your baptism and mine. Our baptism expressed in the words that St. Paul proclaims, we were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. Here is life. true life, arising from water sanctified by the life of Jesse's tree, the life of the world, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The stump of Jesse is victorious in the shoot that comes off. The promised seed shoots forth. The world had long awaited its redemption. As the horror and darkness of human sin descended at the fall, a promise was made by God, a promise of redemption and life in the midst of death. As Abraham prepared to offer up his own son, his only son of promise to the Lord, God himself prepared a substitute. As generations passed, the promise of redemption was never rescinded. A promised seed was carried by the patriarch Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob through Jesse and David to Mary, their descendant. And then Jesus, Son of Mary and Son of God, the Redeemer, came to his broken world. In the midst of death, he came as the life-giving branch. This living and life-giving branch gives life then for all. This is the life that defines you and me in a world of death and sin. It is a life that comes from the Creator. It is the life that nourishes the children of God as the Word is proclaimed. It is the life that comes to every altar in every place as the church gathers to celebrate the Lord's Supper with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. It is the life that has already defeated our great and final enemy, death. As Jesus is baptized in the Jordan, our own baptism is made sure and certain union with Christ in his death and resurrection. Paul's words ring so clear. For if we've been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. To Jesse's tree came the life of the world, and now that life comes to you and to me. And with and under bread and wine, joined to water and word, and proclaimed and read as we read and hear the word of God. Through these means of grace, we are joined to that root, to that stem, to that life-giving Christ, so that we can have peace, a peace that passes all understanding. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. Now may the peace which passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen.